This next story is about a school district in northern Michigan that has been losing a lot of students, and with them, a lot of state money. So much so that last fall, the district superintendent suggested closing three elementary schools. The board considered it, community members agonized over it, then came a surprise. Morgan Springer from Interlochen Public Radio picks it up from here.
It was last fall when Traverse City area public schools faced that decision.
Motion carries.
Then in March, at a school board meeting, after members voted to close two of the schools, Superintendent Paul Soma made an announcement on the third school.
We are in the receipt of new information regarding a donor offering over $800,000 to keep Old Mission open.
Old Mission Peninsula School, with 168 students, is costing the district a lot of money, even though it's surrounded by some of the most expensive houses in northern Michigan. This big offer comes from an anonymous donor, and because of it, the decision to close the Old Mission Elementary School was postponed. That has parents divided. Megan Flaska has three kids in the district. When she first heard about the donation, she thought,
"You've got to be kidding me." The idea that one particular school could benefit in a public school system doesn't make logical sense.
Flaska says it's a generous offer, but doesn't send a good message.
Because I don't think that fosters a sense of community. I think it actually enhances the suggestion that there are the haves and the have-nots and that there's a division.
The money also puts district leaders in an uncomfortable position. They've been talking about inequity in state funding for years, pushing the legislature to fund Michigan schools equally. Megan Flaska doesn't get how district leaders are upset about unequal state funding and fine with this donation. But Superintendent Paul Soma says they're not the same thing.
For us to somehow suggest that we're not going to entertain that discussion, I think would be kind of derelict in our duties relative to resources.
The question of private money in public schools goes beyond northern Michigan. Schools around the country get private money through things like foundations and parent-teacher organizations. And according to a report out of Indiana University in 2014, over the past 20 years, the flow of private money to public schools has quadrupled. And it's been unequal. Schools with richer families tend to raise more money. But Paul Soma says they wouldn't accept the money if it led to inequity.
Let's say the restriction came that this restriction comes with a guarantee that our class sizes will be lower than everybody else's. That would be something that our board simply couldn't agree to. That would be inequitable.
Some parents, even at the two schools that will close, understand why the district is considering the donation. Earl Fortin is waiting in the parking lot for his daughter to get out of school.
I think it is fair because they're trying to keep a school open in their community, and I can appreciate that. And I think that if the tables were turned, the other school would be supportive that at least one of the schools has a chance to stay open.
Even if Old Mission gets that chance, the question still stands. Should private money have any place in public education? And if it does, who decides which schools and children get the benefits? For NPR News, I'm Morgan Springer.